You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The government's reviewing Treaty of Waitangi references across 28 pieces of legislation with concerns that stronger obligations could be reduced to simply taking account treaty principles. At the same time, New Zealand has signed a new free trade agreement with India, while incidents of anti-Indian graffiti and political comments around the Indian communities have raised concerns about rising anti-Indian sentiment in Aotearoa. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke with Shannon Halbert about proposed changes to Te Tiriti, New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, and rising anti-Indian sentiment in New Zealand. So I just wanted to open up with the Treaty of Waitangi. The government has been reviewing Treaty of Waitangi references across 28 pieces of legislation, and reports suggest that some stronger obligations could be changed to lower the threshold of simply taking into account treaty principles. Some critics say this could weaken Maori rights in law and policy. What's Labour's response to these proposed changes?
Our response is that this is the treaty principles bill all over again. We saw the removal in the Education and Training Act, where a number of schools spoke out against this. We saw it within the vocational reforms from Minister Penny Simmons. And here we are again with the government doing it all over again and not being clear with the public around their intentions here.
The government has framed the review as an attempt to make the treaty references more consistent across legislation. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, their view is making it more consistent is by removing them overall. That is not good practice. That's not the future of our country. By putting in Te Tiriti or Waitangi into legislation, it honours the commitment, the partnership within the areas of government. That's what they have to deliver on. And by removing it, actually, they take our country and our nationhood backwards.
The government previously said the Treaty Principles Bill would not go past Select Committee, but critics are now saying these wider changes to treaty references and legislation feel like another way of weakening Te Tiriti's obligations. Do you think the government is going back on that promise in another form?
Well, the government has demonstrated their intention to remove Te Tiriti over and over again. This is just another example, and they'll do it all the different ways that they can. What this is doing, though, is it's eroding the Māori Crown relationship that has, you know, successfully moved forward over the past two decades under consistent governments between National and in Labour. But the reality is that this government under Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, they don't care. They've cut funding to Māori initiatives. They've removed the rights of equity across health and education. And here they are removing Te Tiriti obligations that they should be delivering on and really leading on a global scale.
Moving to the new New Zealand-India Free Trade Agreement, the deal has been framed as a major step in strengthening ties between the two countries, with expected benefits for exporters, education, tourism and business links. How significant is this agreement for New Zealand?
Trade with India is really important for Aotearoa New Zealand, and that's why Labor backed the FTA. It creates real opportunities for exporters, but at the same time, we didn't want to stand in the way of this trade agreement making progress. We did have concerns, of course, about the risk of the underinvestment in India under the deal's terms and whether a future government in India could remove the benefits of the FTA. And so what we've said to businesses that may be partaking in these opportunities, please do your own due diligence. The government has been really keen, for political reasons too, to get this across the line. We've supported it, but it is important that businesses do their own due diligence here.
How will everyday New Zealanders see benefits from this FTA?
Well, the promises here is that economically we'll see more investment between two countries, but that will benefit New Zealanders and our local economy. We'll see export trade going up, hopefully. As I said, we didn't want to stand in the way of those opportunities. But there are risks here, and I think it's really important that businesses take note that while there are opportunities, due diligence is required. So the opportunities, you know, we should absolutely encourage, but we've just got to walk forward with caution.
Given Labor's support for the FTA, Do you think this agreement could change the relationship between New Zealand and India more broadly?
I think we've had a good working relationship with India. This takes us a next step, of course. If I look to the opportunities presented in international education, this does mean that we will see a lift in international enrolments from India. But we can't be naive that that is the only channel of opportunity, I guess, that can be created here. So I hope over a number of years that this is just the start, but that relationship will continue to progress. The trade opportunities will be greater. But, you know, we need to put one foot in front of the other and make sure it's working for New Zealand businesses and New Zealanders.
I want to ask about the recent rise of anti-Indian sentiment in New Zealand. New incidents of anti-Indian graffiti have been appearing around Papatoetoe and Royal Oak, alongside Shane Jones's derogatory comment about immigration. What do you make of that broader pattern?
I don't appreciate any politicians, whether it be Shane Jones or the Auckland mayor, making racist comments. I visited the North Shore Sikh Society in the weekend. They raised concerns with me, and I saw on my own social media post the level of racism that has come up because of particular comments from New Zealand's leaders. This is unacceptable. We want to make sure that everyone here in Aotearoa feels like a New Zealander. They are New Zealanders, and we need to support that.
What responsibility do public figures, especially in government, have when speaking about migrant communities, especially during debates around immigration, work and the economy?
Discrimination has no part to play here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and our political leaders, leaders of any kind, you know, should be leading from the front in highlighting the importance of an inclusive New Zealand, one where everyone has a place and culture is valued no matter where you come from. I also find it disgraceful that Prime Minister Christopher Luxon couldn't actually condemn one of his own ministers for their actions. That is poor leadership in my view. That's not what I want to see from a New Zealand government. You know, as I say, I call for inclusion. I think that all cultures, you know, no matter where you come from, should be included, should be valued and should be celebrated as a part of Aotearoa New Zealand.
What do you make of the tension where New Zealand is strengthening economic ties with India while Indian communities here are facing really inflammatory rhetoric?
I think that that's one of the risks involved. And that's also why I think political leadership is so important, because we need to take care of the cultures that we have in New Zealand. And that impacts too on the trade commitments offshore. So we have to do that authentically, with integrity, and with values in place. And that's not what I've seen from the government recently. And I encourage them to do better.
What would Labor want to see from the government in response beyond just condemning individual incidents after they happen?
In the discussions we've had, there is an important pathway forward, which is about social cohesion. When I look at Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland, we know there is a lot of work to do around bringing different ethnic communities together through education, and in my view is incredibly important through our schools, that we start to build an inclusive society. And, you know, where I come from, whether it be around Te Tiriti and Māori issues, whether it be about the inclusion of our rainbow communities, or whether it be about representing our Indian whānau and ethnic communities, we have a significant role to build social cohesion here in Aotearoa.
That was Shannon Halbert about proposed changes to Te Tiriti, the New Zealand-India Free Trade Agreement and rising anti-Indian sentiment in New Zealand.
That was our weekly chat with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.